Good evening. The Chorus Call operator speaking. Welcome to the presentation of the full year 2014 results of the Brunello Cucinelli Group. Following the initial presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask some questions. Speakers will be Brunello Cucinelli, Chairman and CEO, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Investor Relator. Now, I'd like to give the floor to the President and CEO of the group, Mr. Brunello Cucinelli. The floor is yours.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you really wholeheartedly to you investors and analysts. You see, this is the third year after our going public after the listing, and I have to say that we are very, very pleased of this operation, of this listing. We obviously feel more monitored, stronger, more international, more supported, in a word. We can say that we are very happy of having gone public. As you know, generally speaking, I like conference calls very much. I have to say that, you know, giving these conference calls at this moment in time is also better. It is more pleasant, thanks to the mood circulating in Italy, not just in Italy, but in Europe too, but mostly, mainly in Italy, because it's completely different to what happened a year ago. I'd now like to do the following. I would give you the overall figures, then I'd like to explain to you who we are to take stock of the current situation at 2014, and then Moreno Ciarapica will be more into detail. Then I'd like to have the floor back to give you some colors about 2015 in pretty details, and then to give you an idea of the following projects for the years to come. Let's now start from full year 2014 results. You might be familiar with some of them because, as you know, we basically communicate the revenues per area in early January since, you know, we take part in Pitti Immagine, which is the most important menswear trade fair. Since we meet up with many journalists, it is easier for me to tell them how the financial year went instead of being pretty vague about it. We have net revenues for 355.9 million, plus 10.4% at current exchange rates compared to 31st of December 2013. EBITDA, 63 million precise on the spot, plus 8.4%, and net profit, 31.8 million, plus 7.5%. As far as the revenues increased in all geographical areas, both in international markets increased by 12.4%, and also in the Italian market that grew by 2.7%. I'm honestly very pleased with this result because after 2 years of a slight decrease, we have now returned to growth in Italy. International markets, we have North America, Canada included, with plus 12.7%, Europe plus 8.2%, Greater China plus 32.7%. You know, our business in Greater China represents not even 6%. You know, the 32% must be taken with a pinch of salt. Rest of the world, plus 16.6%. As far as sales are concerned, they grew in all distribution channels, monobrand retail plus 28.6%, monobrand wholesale plus 14.3%, net of the conversions to the direct channel. The final result is minus 6.7%, but it's 14.3%, and then multibrand wholesale plus 1.5% in a slight increase. It would be in a slight increase if we excluded what happened in Japan in the last part of the year. We invested 39.7 million euro for the structural multi-year plan for the long-term repositioning, and the net debt amounts to 42.6 million, slightly better than our project, our plan, because there were better payments than we expected, especially from the Russian market. We were paid in advance, so we're very pleased with this dynamics. The board, therefore,
will propose to the meeting a dividend of 0.12 euro per share, amounting to a 25% dividend payout. This is the plan that we have been carrying ahead from the very beginning when we were listed, and we'd like to abide by it, to comply with it for a couple of years. When then in CAPEX goes down a little bit, maybe we then will be in a position to distribute a larger dividend. I'd now like to read out to you my comments on the full year results, because it is pretty important for this time. You see, we spent 2 years in trade fairs, menswear and womenswear. We just finished the other day, so we have met operators from all over the world and the press. And I think that the mood is particularly exciting. I apologize, but I have a slight cough, so this is the week of flus, but thank you. Know, luckily enough, we're finished with our collections. 20 full year 14 results that have been checked and approved by the board are very important. Our group is now in the midst of a development path in Italy and abroad with excellent results, both in terms of revenues and margins. We consider this past year a fundamental year for the image of our industry. Thanks to everybody's commitment in the company, we are now able to win over observers and clients thanks to a clear positioning at the high end of luxury and thanks to collections that feature craftsmanship, modernity, style and quality. And I'd like to add also this goes on for the future because we can vouch for everything apart from creativity, obviously. This has been the case also for the latest Fall-Winter 15 collections. You see, they closed last week, and since the order collection is now over, we can guess already that the development path can be continued with the same pace this year too, with a double-digit growth in our revenues. And it is with the same level of trust and satisfaction that we also take a look at the world around us. So this world is increasingly fascinated by special products, by our Italian lifestyle, by quality, and that our creative flair is able to express in all that we do and make. And generally speaking, this seems to be a very favorable time for our Italy. A weak euro will support exports, and then the large quantity of capital that the ECB will inject into the economies will support companies. The reforms of our governments are on the right track, and we are very pleased with this. And since our nation is mainly a manufacturing one, we envisage a very thriving time for our nation, for our Europe, and I say for the whole world. A couple of words on who we are today. I know that you are pretty familiar with us, but just to sum up, because 2014 is a fundamental year for us. And why is that? Because, you see, as a whole, the image has been of the brand has been very, very high. One single brand, an Italian lifestyle. So, you see, a way of living, a way of dressing that is very, very characteristic. We are now headquartered in the facilities that we completed in 2014. Hopefully it will cater for our needs for the next 2-3 years, although the development that we are enjoying, you know, is pretty good. So definitely next year we will start thinking about 2017, 18 and 19. So one single headquarters here in Solomeo, 50% multi-brand stores, 650 key accounts. They have been the same worldwide for many, many years, the major department stores or specialty stores. And then 50% of our revenues stems from the monobrand channel, 40% of which are DOS and 10% are franchised stores. Another important thing to mention is that our world is broken down as follows: 34% North America, then so Europe and Canada, then 32.8% Europe, 5.9% China, And this is what I was saying before. It is, and we don't have such a huge business in Greater China. 7.6% rest of the world and 19.2% Italy. Italy has enjoyed a 2.7% growth this year, and we're very pleased and happy because the product must. You see, foreigners, when they come to Italy, they take a look at how the brand is positioned in the country, and this is true for France and United States too. So it is very important to be well positioned in your own domestic market and also in these three important markets that represent luxury. I'd now like to give the floor to Moreno Ciarapica, and then I'll take the floor back to speak about 2015. Thank you for your attention. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Brunello. Since we have already presented preliminary revenues results on January the 12th that were very widely commented in the press release and the following meetings, I just want to mention a few figures about revenues before moving on to income statement. In particular, I'd like to speak about the business conversion in Japan, whose revenues represent a significant chunk of the rest of the world revenues. The business conversion, as you might remember from the previous communication, occurred starting as of September the 1st, 2014, in agreement with ITOCHU, our partner, who has been working with us on the site for a long time. And with them, we established a joint venture where we have a 75% stake and ITOCHU a 25% stake. These conversions involved both the three monobrand boutiques that were wholesale and now have shifted to direct, two boutiques in Tokyo and one in Kobe. So both these three boutiques and the 13 hard shops in the luxury department stores in Japan. As a result of this, the wholesale monobrand results, they show a 6.7% decrease, but as Brunello was explaining before, they were impacted by these conversions. At constant perimeter, we would have had a 14.3% increase in 2014. And the same phenomenon also happened in the multi-brand wholesale channel that was +1% at the end of the year. This was the result. And this was, and the increase was the result of the conversion of the 13 hard shops that were in the multi-brand channel before, and as of September the 1st with the full winter collection, they now generate their revenues in the retail channel. Let's now move on to the income statement. The revenues growth by 10.4% was also combined with an increase of the first margin. It was 15.6%. And then together with this, there were higher SG&A, +18.7%. And then, apart from these dynamics, which will be then explained later, EBITDA grew by +8.4%, thus reaching 63 million, with margins of 17.6%. Before moving on to slide 12, I'd like to highlight the following below the EBITDA line. So higher D&A increasing by 22.2% with a weight that goes from 3.5 to 3.8% due to the major investments, commercial investments, and also to expand the Solomeo facilities. Then we have higher financial expenses from 1.7 million to 2.9 million, in line with the growth trend of the average NFP during the period concerned. A tax rate that is basically amounts to 31.5%, lower than last year, but nevertheless in line with what we had achieved in the first quarters of the year. Let's now move on to slide 12 in our presentation,
Let's now analyze margins that went up from down, sorry, from 17.9% to 17.6%, with a significant increase of first margin, plus 300 basis points and 330 basis points increase of operating costs. The remarkable development of first margin is in line with the trends that we already commented upon in the previous quarters. Basically, it is a result of the channel mix evolution, the higher weight of retail on sales from 35.8% last year to 41.7%. Then we have the costs related to the manufacturing of men's suits manufacturing following the acquisition of the know-how of the Davenza factory. We have insourced the tailors working in Carrara, and this business line is now developed in-house, so it is accounted for in operating costs, mainly personnel costs, and it does not have any impact on the first margin. We'd also like to point out that if work had been carried out by subcontractors in 2014, this cost would have been accounted for above the first margin. Therefore, we would have had a lower first margin increase compared to the actual one. Of course, at EBITDA level, the shift from above to below the short to the first margin has no impact. As far as the operating costs are concerned, the 330 basis points increase is driven by the personal cost plus 170 basis points and also rent costs plus 180 basis points, as you can see in slide 13. The increase in personal cost is driven by two main factors. First of all, the increase of the headcounts in direct monobrand stores, in the stores employee and office staff item, whether it is new openings or store conversions, and also for the direct management of the business in Japan. Secondly, the higher number of tailors following the acquisition of the Davenza know-how. And you can see now this accounted for in the item manual workers. Let's now move on to rents. This increase is, of course, ascribable to the development of the DOS, because we went from 61 boutique in 2013 to 71 boutique at 31st December 2014. In a scenario of growth and price increase of the real estate market, and especially of the most exclusive locations, we'd like to point out other trends that impact the rent cost of our company, besides the new openings and new conversions. In particular, increases due to the relocation and expansion of some of the most important boutiques. We spoke about this in the previous conference calls, and then the renegotiation of expiring contracts, the opening of new showrooms like the Tokyo one and Shanghai one, and the relocation of the important New York showroom. Moving on to slide 14, we'd like to highlight that net of the personnel and rent costs, there is also a small operating leverage on the remaining operating costs, moving from 19.9% to 19.7%, therefore reporting a drop. Within these costs, we'd like to point out the A&P costs are flat vis-à-vis revenues, 5.5%. Let's now analyze the balance sheet. In slide 15, we point out the increase of net working capital amounting to plus 26.4 million, with a weight on net revenues that goes from 22 to 27.4%. This increase, in line with what we have said so far and previously, is driven by the physiological and structural increase of our inventories, because there are three main factors impacting on it. The business development of the direct monobrand store. We have 10 additional stores, 5 new openings and 5 conversions. Then we have the 13 hard shops in the luxury Japanese department stores that went from the multi-brand to the direct retail channel. And then we have a
very strong boost in the menswear offering, with a number of models that went from 15 to over 60 models for men's suits. There was a positive management of trade payables and receivables and other credits and debits, and in particular, some important cash-ins occurred in the last weeks of 2014, and this cash-in was expected at the beginning of 2015. And also the trade payables was very, very well managed, and this basically supports the reliability of our partners, 0.15% of our revenues. For 2014, in terms of investment in CapEx, was the third year of the multi-year project that we planned, that we started in 2012. In slide 16, we see that CapEx amounted to 39.7 million in 2014, 26.9 million in 2012, and 39.5 million in 2013. So 3 years of very major investments. So this year's 39.7 million can be broken down as follows: 22.7 million for commercial investments, and we can call this a kind of ordinary level for a positive commercial development like the one we are targeting in order to support position and exclusivity of the brand. Then we have investment in headquarters and logistics, 10.6 million, focusing on the expansion of the Solomeo facilities. These works were completed in 2014 and will be supporting, will be enough for our growth until 2017. And then we have other investments, 6.4 million, 2.7 million of which relating to a very important 4-year project that we already mentioned in the previous calls. And the aim of this project is to develop IT infrastructure and our exclusive presence on the web. And this will be implemented in the next 3-year period, 2015-2017. To conclude, net financial position as a result of the above reaches 42.6 million as of 31st December 2014, against 16.1 million as 31st December 2013. Thank you for your attention, and I would like to give the floor back to Brunello, and then you will have time for your questions. Yes, thank you very much, Brunello speaking. I'd now like to focus on 2015, and maybe also give you some colors on 2016 and 2017. But as I said before, 2015, we have collected all our orders. They're already there for fall/winter. Collections were received, were welcome with a lot of appreciation, and we are always pleased with this because apart from the orders of the multi-brand stores, knowing for sure that from June onwards, you see in our stores there will be clothes that have been very much appreciated both by clients and the press, is really a sign of hope for the sales in our DOS too. Another remark about Russia, because you see, as you know, we do not have any DOS there, but orders held pretty tight in for this time for Russian clients in the summer. And in the winter, we were able to achieve the same results. So, and we think we are pretty can be pretty satisfied with this. So good mood, good atmosphere. The like-for-like of the first 2 months of the year amounts to 4.6%, in line with expectations, full year expectation, which is a 5% for us, because in the plans that we drafted also for the coming years, we'd like to report a healthy 5% like for like. So as far as this year is concerned, and I can also speak for 16 and 17, we envisage a healthy double digit growth in revenues. See, we have always set exchange rates from the very beginning, although 60% of 60% is in euro and 40% is in foreign currency, but we set exchange rates, and this exchange rate fluctuation, we think it can impact between 1.5 1.7%. This can be the impact on our revenues. We have an opening plan of nine DOS in major cities. They've all been secured. Tokyo, Monte Carlo, Vancouver, Ala Moana, Frankfurt, Düsseldorf, Houston. These are some of the names, so prestigious locations. These locations will occur in very important cities, but I'd also like to mention another important thing, the prices for rents in these prestigious locations. You see, they're very nice, but their prices are skyrocketing. I just want to give you, tell you one anecdote. We just renewed the contract of a Madison from 1.4 million to 5.2 million. In Hong Kong, we renewed in November, December. You know that in it lasts for 3 years in the East, 38%, +38% in 3 years. What I'd like you to remember is that we have carried out a survey on the prices of these rents in these beautiful streets from 2002 to today. Milan, 4.7 times. Rome, 4.6 times. Los Angeles, 3.1 times. New York, 2.9. Shanghai, 5 times. Paris, 2. London, 3 times. Just to tell you that in these particularly beautiful streets where our boutiques are positioned, well, rents represent quite a high, they have quite a high price because there is a really a rush in order to be able to secure these locations. In 2015, we will have a cost increase that is more than proportionate than in 2014 in terms of rents. This year, we had 17.6% EBITDA of revenues, but for next year, we envisage an EBITDA around 17% of revenues because of this very high increase of rents worldwide. There is a slight operating leverage, but this rents cost actually offsets, you see, and goes a bit beyond what we were expecting. We are an apparel company. You know, accessories represent just over 15% of our revenues. We believe in accessories, obviously, but as we were saying today in the board, we want to be a real apparel company. This year, CapEx, 35 million, part of which for this IT platform, which will happen partly in 2014, then 2015, 2016, and 2017. At the end of the year, our NFP should be between 13% and 14% of revenues. If we take a look at the coming years, we think that we can definitely support a double-digit growth of revenues and sales. We think that this 17% EBITDA could increase slightly, a little bit, thanks to some operating leverage. As far as CapEx are concerned for 2016 and 2017, we think we will go back to normal around 25 million per year. As a result, all this should lead us, should drive us to a situation where our NFP at the end of 2017 should be around 8%-9% of our sales. To conclude, I'd like to say that we believe that this can definitely be a very, very important year, honestly speaking, for our company, because we have felt a strong, important push for the lifestyle that we were able to create. You see, we do not want to convert the business to the direct channel in other countries, in Russia or the like. As far as the project for beauty that you might know, where for a couple of months ago, we basically input in the market a few points to finance this project. It will be completed 70% at the end of the year, and in May, June 2016, it should be completed fully, entirely. It is a pretty important commitment for our family's foundation, but I'd like to say that we believe that it can be as important in terms of a guarantee, a sort of collateral for the development of our company. If I see my company in 30 years' time, I'd like to think that this company basically expands and develops in this very same valley, of course, complying with the rules of the territory. We'd like to convey to you the fact that we wish without, we work without anxiety. We try to keep an ear and feel the pulse of the market. We think that we're able to create a typical, recognizable Italian Cucinelli taste, and in the future, we believe that this could offer pretty many opportunities to us. Because you know that once you have established a brand, you can further develop it. And we're not absolutely saying today that we are about to venture into fragrances of eyewear, but what we wanted to establish was the brand, its the fact that it was recognizable in the Italian lifestyle, because once you have that settled, then it is easier to envisage a growth, but always within the boundaries of one single brand positioned at the very high end of luxury. That you see has its roots in an Italian manufacturing company of luxury ready-to-wear. Then the proportion menswear, womenswear is always two-thirds womenswear and one-third menswear, although in terms of number of SKUs, it's 40% men and 60% women. But the value of womenswear is slightly higher, therefore it reaches two-thirds. I'd like to now say goodbye to you and thank you for all the attention that you bestow upon us. We should try and never change anything in our relationship with our clients, with the entire world, and we try and convey serenity in work and respect for the human being, for the community, and for everybody, because in the long run, I think that this can definitely be an important step. The last remark, I think that the territory is becoming increasingly important, and this is what we are working on with our foundation. Of course, this is not something to do with the listed company, just with our private foundation. Now we open the floor for questions, and then we will come and physically visit in over the next few months. I travel very often to visit you, but I never travel with my CFO because we try and, you know, do our roadshows in separately. Thank you very much. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now start the Q&A session. The first question is from Andrea Randone, Intermonte.
Thank you and good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, your strategy is very clear and consistent. But I have to ask you a more trivial question on numbers. You have indicated an impact from exchange rates of 1.7% approximately on revenues. This item, this topic of exchange rates is very high in the headlines because of the strength of the dollar. So what my question is, what kind of assumption do you have for the dollar in order to give this 1.7% indication? And the other question is, how much is this helpful for your margin? And if the indication that you've given on the EBITDA margin factors in this element, or it is provided with a different exchange rate of the euro than the one that is current today, 1.8. And the last question is on the tax rate, whether the Italian reform, whereby the labor costs are deductible, leads you to think that there is room for a better tax rate in 2015.
Thank you. I'd like to say something too. I'd like to speak about the tax rate. I was saying to the board today, Andrea, that in my opinion, a tax rate that should be around 31% next year, I think that it is a healthy tax rate. Then, of course, if one day it goes down to 30%, even better. But generally speaking, I can say that it is a healthy tax rate. And another thing, and then Moreno, you'll take up the floor. We have always set our exchange rates. When we have come out with our men's and womenswear collection in the early January, we had already set all the exchange rates, dollar included, at that, on that date. So 2015 factors in that kind of price with that exchange rate. Obviously, now the dollar is pretty interesting. It's pretty strong, but this will be felt in spring/summer 2016. So that's when we will have to understand, as we do on a yearly basis, in two, three months, we to set the most interesting price. Of course, our clients appreciate it. I was speaking to the whole staff of Neiman Marcus in Milan the other day at dinner to speak about the next three, four years of growth, and we have been allotted very important selling footage, important hard shops, and they were asking us, "What do you think about the dollar?" And I said, "Well, even if the dollar was flat around 1.10, 1.15, there's no doubt that it will still be a pretty interesting situation for us." You see, two, three years ago, where we did 37%, 38%, 35% there. Well, following on what Brunello said, I'd like to say that, first of all, we have to, if we envisage 2015 revenues in two collections, spring/summer 2015 and fall/winter 2015, the exchange rates for these two seasons have already been set when the two collections came out. So spring/summer 2015 comes out in June, and then June men and July womenswear. So we do the hedging 2 months before. So we do it before, between April, May, and June for the spring/summer. Whereas for fall/winter, in early January, we have Pittiuomo, and there's a pre-winter in November. In the end of January, there is the womenswear. So we have the hedging for fall/winter 2015 that was done in October, November 2014. So the bulk of the exchange rate with the dollars happened after this date, so in December. So the effect on 2015 is not so strong, not whereas it will be maybe stronger in 2016. And then talking about overall effects, Brunello mentioned 60% of our business in euro, because where we are multi-brand in many markets, like the whole of the Russia, Middle East, and Far East, we export in euro and also in Korea. We export to Korea in euro, to Canada, too. So our exposure to Forex is only 40%. Out of this 40%, then, we have some of our revenues, and this is the effect on margins. Some of our revenues, when sales change, the exchange rate also changes costs, where costs are supported and expressed in local currency. So in this case, too, we can say the effect of margins from exchange rates is pretty limited. I don't know, Andrea, whether I was clear enough. Maybe we could possibly, you know, meet to make it clearer.
It's not that we do not like this idea of exchange rates, because I was saying before, a weak euro and the issue of this money by Draghi, the oil price, and the mood in Italy. You see, last week, there were 49 businessmen all meeting, entrepreneurs meeting in Umbria, and there was not one single entrepreneur who did not see a 2015 increase on the rise. And while we were going home, we thought maybe the situation has changed from a year ago. That's why we can say that we are fascinated by the current time, because you are Italian.
Thank you very much.
If you want to ask a question, you can press star followed by one on your phone. For further questions, press star followed by one. The next question is by Paola Carbone, Equita SIM.
Yes, good evening. Maybe I did not hear the margin indication for 2015 properly. If you can maybe understand us better how profit and loss is for 2015.
So we had 17.7% this year of EBITDA, and the coming year should be around 17%, because rents for the new locations and the renewal of the contracts, of course, they all have to do with very prestigious locations. So rents were skyrocketing. They went up very, very much. I was just quoting the example of New York, where 1.4 million a year was 2007. In 2007, now it's 5.2 million. But this is not just New York. It's Hong Kong, Shanghai has increased by 500%. So there is really some difference, a huge gap. Los Angeles increased four times because, of course, we want to be in the best street in every city, and we have to take this into account. That's why we decide to envisage a healthy apparel EBITDA that goes from starts from 17%, and hoping that maybe in the next few years, the operating leverage plays a bit more in our favor. This year, it is pretty good, but the contract renewal is pretty important. So the first margin will improve, I think, although offset by rents.
Yes, Paola, we can say that we are very pleased. Of course, all the brands in the world, they want to be, to have their store in that precise street. You know, in one of our independent directors in our board is Candice Ku, and she is also an advisor, sorry, a director at Hermès, and she said, was saying the same, that rents play a very important role in their balance sheet too. But you see, the world is now recovering, and everything is on the rise. Because if you go to maybe a second-tier location, this is not really the case. But the study, the survey we carried out from 2002 onwards was important for us too, when we saw the also high increases in Italy and also in China.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paola. For further questions, please press star followed by one on your keypad. For the time being, there are no further questions. I remind you that if you want to ask a question, you can press star followed by one. If there are no further questions, what I'd like to convey as a final message is a positive attitude, even a bit more than positive, because you see, these Italian special handicrafted goods are very, very much appreciated abroad. So we keep investing in the Italian handicrafted good, in the visual merchandising, special visual merchandising, and hopefully we will also invest in human relations, because they can make the difference.
There is a further question by Paola Carbone, Equita SIM. Yes, I wanted to ask you if we can, if you can give us some color on the fall-winter trend compared to spring-summer. Do they have the same trend, these two seasons? Or maybe based on what you were saying about Russia, that is a bit more flattish, there might be a stronger first half compared to the second half. Is there a change between the two seasons? Well, Paola, I'd like to say that the following. When 10 days ago they came to place their orders for women's wear, I feel there's a different kind of sentiment. And I think that this is a bit stronger for special products. If we maybe take a look at the sell-through of these first 2 months, and I'm talking about Russia for the time being, we see that there's a difference between special exclusive products and more average products. Maybe we can say that in the end, wealthy people do not feel this impact. But generally speaking, I can say that the mood is completely different to September, October of last year. So we are, you see, we have met so many people in a month and a half. We met the whole world, and there isn't one single person that is concerned as much as they were last year. Thank you. Thank you for everything. We are available. And you see, we have finished our sales, so we are now starting working on our spring-summer 2016 collection. Thank you and goodbye.